In Ohio, the rate of teenage pregnancy is slightly higher than the national average. This year, about 23 out of every 1,000 teenage girls will get pregnant. But because of Ohio law, if an expecting mother is under the age of 18, she could be denied access to basic care during delivery. Nearly a decade ago, Maureen Sweeney was in nursing school completing her labor and delivery rotations at a Cleveland area hospital. She helped in delivery for hundreds of women, many of whom were minors in their early teens.
The one that sticks out most in my mind was probably around 2011, and it was a 15-year-old woman who was coming in labor.
Sweeney remembers the girl was scared. She didn't talk much, and she didn't trust any of the doctors.
She, you know, had no family, said she was a runaway, said it was a really bad situation. She was by herself, and she was living on the streets or between friends' houses.
In that moment, Sweeney became the girl's only support system to help her through her delivery.
So as it progressed and it got more and more painful, she did request an epidural.
That's a common painkiller to ease the pain of labor.
So I called anesthesia and talked to them, and they said without a parental consent that she would not be able to sign for her own epidural.
In Ohio, girls under 18 who are in labor cannot consent to their own health care. They can receive emergency services, but nothing that's considered to be elective. Sweeney called Child Services.
Because for runaways, things like that, sometimes Children's Services will come down. They'll appoint somebody who's able to sign for medical consent.
But it was 3 a.m. The girl was in active labor, and the agent wouldn't be there until 9 a.m.
So when we told her, I had to go in, you know, sit down with her and talk about the fact that, you know, she wasn't going to be able to get an epidural and she was going to have to do this naturally.
That's when she broke down.
Tears. I mean, she just completely folded into herself.
Minors need permission from their parents before they can receive most any medical treatment. But each state has imposed a number of exceptions, like emergency services. Ohio is one of just 13 states that makes no exception for pregnant girls. Dr. Michael Kakovic from the delivery department at OSU's Wexner Medical Center says he sees cases like this every couple of months.
First of all, from a labor and delivery standpoint, you don't like to see anybody uncomfortable. It's extremely frustrating.
Both Kakovic and Maureen Sweeney reported that just as frequently, there are cases where the parents intentionally deny their teenage daughters an epidural as a sort of punishment for getting pregnant. All Kakovic can do is try and talk them out of it.
To take the mom aside and, you know, say that this isn't some life lesson here, you know, to not get pregnant again. I mean, this is basically pain, and there's really no reason for somebody to go through pain.
This gap in Ohio law also bars a young mother from the choice to have a C-section, and she can't consent for a procedure that tests for chromosomal abnormalities in the fetus. That last part doesn't make sense to Kakovic.
Because if that baby was born and that baby needed care, the 16-year-old patient would provide consent for that baby.
There's no way to know for sure how many women this affects, but while researching for this story, it became clear that few people, including advocates for reproductive rights and civil liberties, were even aware it was a problem. Maureen Sweeney thinks it's probably because this population of young mothers is especially vulnerable.
Well, and teens, right? If they're told you don't have the right to ask for this, what's going to make them bring that up to an ACLU lawyer?
Two Ohio lawmakers, Nikki Antonio and Kristen Boggs, are working to change state law. Their bill, now under consideration, would let pregnant minors consent to health care from the prenatal stage through delivery. Esther Honig, WOSU News.